Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
All right, so there's a lot to unpack today. The franchise deadline was 4 o'clock Eastern time. And right before the deadline, the Giants agreed to a 4-year, $160 million deal. With $80 million guaranteed for Daniel Jones, $35 million incentives that might be reached. So that will bring the value up even more. So he avoids the 32.4 franchise tag for quarterbacks. And because they got that deal done, they couldn't get a deal done with Saquon Barkley. They franchise tag Saquon Barkley. He is due to make $10.1 million. They can obviously still negotiate with him for a long-term deal to take that $10.1 million off the cap in its entirety. And other teams could also negotiate with Saquon Barkley if they're willing to give the Giants 2 first-round draft picks for running back. So that seems highly, highly unlikely. On the Jet front, Rich Samini reporting that the Jet contingent has landed in California and they are heading to Aaron Rodgers' home. And Rich Samini, who's covered the Jets forever, just turned 60, by the way, said that this is the most important road trip the Jets have had since the 2010 AFC Championship game. And he's probably right, because a lot of what they're going to be in the next year or two is going to come out of this meeting with Rodgers. Either they get Rodgers or they have to pivot and either go get Garoppolo or maybe start to eyeball Lamar Jackson, who was also given the franchise tag by the Baltimore Ravens because they can't come to an agreement. He wants a totally guaranteed deal, which is probably going to scare away a lot of teams. Not everybody is Jimmy Haslam and the Browns, who are desperate, and that's why they gave Deshaun Watson $230 guaranteed dollars when the NFL just can't guarantee money like that with a hard cap, because if somebody gets hurt, you really are completely destroyed because you can't get rid of that money for the entirety of the contract. So no one wants to do that. Haslam was desperate with the Browns and did it with Deshaun Watson, the guy with a sketchy past as well. So that's where we are right now with the NFL. The Giants seem like they're in better shape. The Jets are close to being in good shape, but it is up in the air. A lot of moving parts with the Jets, guys.
When we had Graziano on, he kind of he didn't seem to want to say anything definite because how flaky Aaron Rodgers could be. But that said, Michael, if he wants to play, what better place than the Jets? And this isn't coming from homerism. Hey, it's New York. No, I'm just talking about the Packers. He was with them last year. They couldn't make it to the playoffs, albeit he had an injured thumb. But doesn't look like the Packers are that interested in bringing him back. So does he want to go back to a team that looks like they're ready to move on from him? And I don't think they're ready to compete right now, as wide open as the NFC is. Are they better than the Lions? Are they better than the Vikings in their own division? You go to the Jets, I understand there's Allen. I understand there's Mahomes. But you've got a chance to maybe win your division. Why not? They almost beat Buffalo twice last year with no quarterbacks. You add Aaron Rodgers? You telling me this team can't compete to be the best team in the AFC East? Maybe possibly compete for a bye?
Isn't it scary, though? Because normally you would think with a team that talented, and getting one of the best quarterbacks of all time, that if you get 100% out of that quarterback, you'd like to believe it's a guarantee, like you would win the division. In the case of the AFC East right now, it's hopeful, but it's not a guarantee. And that whole conference is so difficult generally.
Nothing's guaranteed, but let's really look at it logically. They beat the Bills once last year and almost beat them again with no quarterback. So is it possible they can compete with Buffalo? I think so.
Well, yeah, the Bills, clearly the Bills have a window that is closing at some point. So you would think they're competing there. The question will be what Miami does at quarterback.
Right.
Because Miami, Don, I would argue, is right there with the Jets in terms of a team with a lot of potential missing that piece.
Missing the piece. Now, does Tom Brady come out of retirement to play for them? Does Philip Rivers come out of retirement to play for them?
No.
I don't think
so. Let me answer to both. No.
Jeremy Fowler is reporting that Daniel Jones' year one cap hit should come in around $19
million,
which seemingly provides flexibility and free agency to address a few positions. Remember, if they had franchised him, that was 30. Right now, I think their cap space is about 50. It could increase. But if they signed him to the franchise tag, it would have been 18 because the 32 comes right off the cap. Now, the way it's structured, 19 will come off the cap. That gives him 31. Mm-hmm. But also the 10.1 of Barkley comes off the cap, so that gives them 21. I think they have some maneuvering, and they could do that maybe by restructuring contracts.
Is Odell Beckham Jr. in the Giants' future?
I don't know if I'd go that route.
You heard Graziano say it's not that great a crop of free agents.
What would you have to, what's the number, Don? What's the number for Odell that you go, okay, yeah, I'm in?
Well, it's got to be on the low end, right? I mean, he's getting older. He's had a couple of injuries. I don't know. What's the going rate? I don't want to embarrass myself here. What's the going rate for a wide receiver? 15 for him? Two for 30? I don't know. I mean, he doesn't have a ton of leverage. He hasn't played a lot in the last couple of years.
That's Michael, what's the number for you that you would do it?
Well, whatever Tyreek Hill is making in Miami, I'd take it down a notch from that.
I would think a significant notch.
Yeah, so you got to look at the top. The top.
All right. Well, so Tyreek Hill is the highest paid. Tyreek Hill's at $30 million
a year.
Well,
I think I would be interested in Odell if it was at 10. He's probably looking for much more than that, and I don't think I'd give it to him.
I mean, when you get to the bottom of the top 10 guys, for example, Chris Godwin of the Bucs is at $20 million. Keenan Allen's at $20 million. DJ Moore's at $20 million. Terry McLaurin's at $23 million. So think you're not. So Don, I think 15 is a sweet spot number that you would.
Yeah,
be willing to do
if you could get it less, great. But I think a motivated Odell, he's played here before. You need weapons, man. You need wide receivers.
Now I have not answered the would you question that a caller had.
Yeah, how about that? That was big. And everything.
Like okay, so he said Hal Steinbrenner, the Yankee owner, principal owner, gets bitten by a dog. And then comes out publicly and said, no one can work for the Yankees unless they have a dog.
No, if they have a dog.
If they have a dog. Now, it's going to be problematic since Aaron Judge has a dog, but I'll play along with the premise.
Well, you have to. That's another game.
I would not get rid of the dog.
Come on.
That's a lie. It's
bold
so
face. Because it's not.
No, it's embarrassing.
Wait, if it was just my dog and I lived alone, then I would consider it. I still don't think I'd do it, but it's my family's dog. I'm not going to take the dog away from the kid.
It's a great politically correct answer. And you can lie to me and the listeners and Peter all you want.
But what about yourself?
But when you lie to yourself, that's the ultimate sin.
You know, that's why this is not a sustainable game, because anything I say, you guys don't believe.
No, but I don't believe this in particular.
And every question I give you guys, you do is rate the question.
I know the history. We don't have a problem with the question. We have a problem with the answer.
You know Gabagool. That's what you know.
Because
Gabagool.
We don't lie. You're lying right now. Now,
that's the sad part.
Am I saying it would be an easy decision? You're the voice of the Yankees. It's a very lucrative position.
How do you know what it is?
If it's not lucrative, then there's an issue.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
But it's something that you've dreamed about, you love, you long for. You hold on to it like grim death.
You do.
This place, you're threatening to resign and retire every 2 seconds.
If they change the sodas in the soda machine, you're threatening
to
walk.
I wish we had a soda machine.
By the way, that's what you should get. You should be fighting to get us a soda machine.
Right. But meanwhile, the Yankees, it's a really important decision. And you're going to be out the door. Goodbye. No Yankees because of butter.
I think it's a difficult decision.
You gather the family around and you say, listen, we all love Butter. He's a really important member of this family.
She.
Right. You got to get that part right, Don.
Oh, I don't know.
Michael's speech.
I know, but the only character I know named Butter was from South Park and it was a male. So
okay.
She's a very important part of this family.
But clearly a distant fifth.
But you know what also is a very important part of this family?
What's that?
The New York Yankees.
That's right.
Take a look around. Look at the house we're in.
Yep.
Take a look at the neighborhood. Peek outside. How do you like your school? How do you like where we live?
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at the car that we drive you to school
in. Oh, yeah.
A lot of that comes from the Yankees. So we might have to give butter away.
And right in that moment, as Callie starts to tear up, and Michael hands her a $100 bill to wipe her eyes and says, you see, you like that? You want more of that? We have to give up.
Right. Now, then what
you
do.
You guys have, to just break this down to its purest sense, you have no respect for me as a human being at all.
Oh, no. I'm telling you, this is the answer. Then what you do. They're not convinced, Peter, right? They're crying. There's a lot of issues. Then you get in the car. And you drive to your old neighborhood where you grew up.
Right.
And you swing by the old apartment. And you say to them, I say, kids, take a look at this area. This is where Daddy grew up. This is where Daddy grew up dreaming about being a Yankee announcer. So I didn't have to grow up here or have you grow up here. But if we keep butter and we continue to do the Yankees, this is going to be where we live.
Well, you know what? That's
the kid,
a
the kids
too.
Would walk
like,
the dog
saved
to
any
the next.
Money. You know what? Let's move on.
Give it to your sister, and then they can go visit. I'm telling you.
That's not a bad.
That's
not
a good
bad solution.
Right. I'm not telling you to euthanize the dog. I would sit there, and you know what? If that were the case, I'd say, Michael, walk away from the Yankees. And you know what? Call somebody and have Hal Steinbrenner institutionalized. All right?
That's not an option.
But that wasn't the option. The option was giving the dog away. A nice farm. Go visit at your sister's house.
I have a Hal Steinbrenner question for you.
Yes.
So I'm going down to spring training, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I should actually go to Hal and ask for your money?
No, absolutely not.
So he should give it to me.
Yes.
No, so I don't, you're not going to put me in the awkward situation of asking.
Listen, I'm not going to have you become my muscle. What's the word I'm looking for? You're like the loan shark, right?
Right.
You're going to go collect for me?
I just want to get that out there. So if I come back without the 20, you're not going to blame me.
Well, no, I'm not going to blame you. I'm going to blame him. But I think he's a man of honor.
He is.
And I think he's going to see you. He's going to seek you out and give you the 20. I'm rooting for it like framed and autographed or something like that. That's what I'm rooting for, Peter, because I'm materialistic. I mean, what's $20? But a signed $20 bill from Hal Steinbrenner, a nice frame. That's why I'm kind of thinking it's taking this long, is because he's really going to go the whole nine. But if he folds up a $20 bill, puts it in your hand like, you know, Grandpa, here, go buy some candy.
Well, he did not say he was going to sign it. That was not part
of
the
deal. No, I understand that, but I'm sure he's heard the Don Mattingly story. But, no, I'm not asking you to – no, it's not that big of a deal. He's a man of honor. He'll pay me.
All right.
I don't need you to be my loan shark. You're not my muscle.
All right. Let's go to the phones.
Shall we?
Let's go to Scott in Manhattan. Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Yeah, guys, my take on Daniel Jones, look, the $40 million, look, I know he's not worth it, but being a Giant fan, I look at it, look, I think he fits the system. And where we're at right now, like I said, he had $3,200 for 15. I think next year he's going to get better. They can get some more weapons. You know, the guy fits the system. The coaches like him. So I'm like, look, I'm not really mad at it. And like I said, for the money, I think it's the market. So like I said, he's a player that fits the system. So I'm like, you know, I'm good with it. I don't have a problem with it.
You know what? That's a really good way to look at it.
Yeah.
The Giants gave him the money. They could have walked away. Because if Brian Daboll is, in fact, this quarterback guru, then he could have made Tyrod Taylor be a guy who ran for 7 touchdowns and threw for 15. But they see something more.
Right.
They see something more in this guy.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with a fan saying, forget about the numbers. We played in the second round of the playoffs. We went to the playoffs, won a playoff game on the road. First time in a decade. Isn't there value to that?
Here's my only worry about this, Don. That he is a product of Daboll. Where they put guardrails down around him. They didn't let him make mistakes. But who knows better than Daboll whether or not there's more there? So the fact that they gave him this deal, they think that they could unleash him and there's more there.
Sure. And there's intangibles that they like. He's a smart kid. He's a good kid. He seems like he enjoys playing in New York. He doesn't shrivel under the expectations of New York. So, yeah, I can go make anybody into Daniel Jones, but will they have those intangibles that are very important?
And you see teams scrambling now for quarterbacks. I mean, look at the Jets flying across the country to essentially beg a 39-year-old to play for them.
I mean, I don't
have a quarterback, you don't have a team.
I really don't want to dumb it down this way.
But, you're going to, though.
But think about the situation the Jets are in. Like, what if Rodgers is like, hey, Woody, dance for me. I'm thinking about playing for your team. Dance for me.
He would dance.
Let's see. Let's see you dance. Hey, Robert, why don't you and Joe Douglas wrestle for my entertainment? Like, it sounds silly and very but like at this point, it's like, what are you gonna do, man? You gotta come back with him. You know, like if Rodgers was a real piece of garbage, what are you gonna say no to, right?
What if he asked Woody to, like, make out with one of the coaches?
Wow, see, you went. Dark is the wrong word, Peter.
Kaleidoscopic.
I don't know what shade perverted is, but
it's a deep question.
It's in that shade.
Oh, but asking the owner, who's a billionaire, to dance for you,
I kept it very generic, right? Like, dance for me, clown. That's like a phrase. That's something.
Well, yeah,
you know,
like
having him and Joe Sala like wrestle, all right,
Robert Sala,
it almost felt like I was going a little far asking for that, and then you have him making out.
Yeah, it's weird what I do.
You lost him, Don.
Well, I lost him.
Yeah, he seems upset with you.
But he's the one that said it. How would we look if we didn't call him out on it?
We not good.
So what wouldn't they do?
I don't know. Can they come back, like, without him?
Let's say he has a hamster.
Oh, no.
And they say, okay, I want you to feed my hamster by hand. Would they do it?
Yes.
Let's say he says to Robert Sala, I'll play quarterback for you if you grow your hair out and show your bald spot.
Yes.
That seems like enough.
That's time consuming.
What if he says to Joe Douglas, I want you to drop 120 pounds?
Again, this is all very time consuming. I don't know if any of that works. You know what I mean? Like,
well, the Joe Douglas thing would take time.
Not with NJ diet. 20 to 40 plus pounds in 40 days.
Yeah, but they don't have 40
days. They don't have 40 days even.
Well, I mean, but they have to sign and say that they would. It's a contract.
I'm joking, but you can't come back without him.
Like, well, I mean, they could come back without him. They could come back with an agreement. He doesn't have to be on the plane with them.
But can you imagine if it got out in the book or in some interview? They don't do the Sunday conversation anymore. But if they had done that with Woody Johnson and said, listen, it was done. We had Aaron Rodgers. He was going to come back on the plane. We were going to announce it the next day. He's our quarterback. But he offended me by asking me to feed his hamster by hand. And I said, you know what? Take your contract. Get away from me. Let's go. Let's get Garoppolo. The Jet fans would storm the castle. They would tear MetLife Stadium to the ground.
Now, here is our good friend Adam Schefter on NFL Live about the Jets meeting with Rodgers.
The Jets absolutely are interested. Why would they not be? You're talking about one of the great quarterbacks of all time. But it's a situation here where he still has to determine what he wants to do. Earlier in the week, there was a school of thought that he wanted to walk away from the game and retire. So if that's the case, then the Jets essentially are making a sales pitch to him today to convince him to try to play. We don't know, ultimately, what he's decided to do. What I think is looking more and more clear is him playing quarterback for the Green Bay Packers in 2023 looks increasingly unlikely.
His nozzle quotient would go through the roof if he doesn't want to play and had the Jets fly out. I don't care if it's a private jet. 6 hours on a flight is a pain.
Not on a private jet.
No, it's a pain.
It's awesome.
Oh, stop it.
Peter.
I've never done it.
You've never been on a private jet, neither have I.
No, but I can equate what it's like to be on a charter. And a private jet's like times ten.
I've been on a charter to Seattle, and at the end of the flight, I feel like putting a plastic fork through my eye.
No, I don't feel that way on a charter. Just relax. They're feeding you constantly.
But it's not the actual comfort level if you're in a nice seat. It's just six hours in the air takes something out of you.
No, you're in a lazy boy. They're feeding you. Peter, they're feeding you every 2 seconds. They're drinking champagne. They're watching movies.
Peeling grapes for you?
Oh,
that must be some Ranger charter. I've never been on a charter like that.
I'm with Don. That's not a big deal. If you're on a private jet, the trip's not that big a deal.
I've never been either. And then the charter is no different than the Yankee charter.
Unbelievable.
It's just that
they're not peeling grapes for me.
They're not peeling grapes for me either. But I'm saying if I can extrapolate out the experience from commercial to charter, charter to private, I would think private is quite the experience, even in Taken. All right? His daughter's got 90 hours to live. He's in a private jet sipping coffee on the way to France, relaxed, because that's how amazing that flight is.
The body gets beaten up in the air. It does, no matter how private or beautiful the experience is.
I mean,
this is the day where you've actually... You're out of your mind. You're officially out of your mind.
Well, I'm not an elitist snob like the two of you.
Well, it's the exact opposite.
Flying is the only bad thing about the job I have. That's it.
Yeah, but you're actually accusing us of being elitist snobs. We're the opposite. Don and I are such regular jabronis as human beings
right.
that we would volunteer to fly someplace far away to fly with that much style. You're, you know, used to flying in the big Yankee jet, and it doesn't mean that much to you. We're saying... How could you really complain about taking a private flight to California?
You've never heard of jet lag, right? That only happens to people in coach. I mean, you guys are being morons.
Jet lag. It's not like the Jets brass has to wake up at 7 a.m. to be at the office tomorrow. They'll be
it
okay.
It takes something. Ask anybody who flies a lot. Being in a plane takes something out of your body. It just does. It dehydrates you.
Okay. You know what? Maybe today's the day.
Yeah. I think this is it.
It's been a great run. Let's be honest.
You know, really,
it's more than you ever
could have
expected.
Couldn't have asked for more. We had a nice party on the 20th anniversary.
It's been amazing.
The memories have just flooded back.
Memories on memories on memories.
Really, what else can be accomplished anyway? It's probably for the best. And you know what? And it's always nice to know the day, Peter, right?
March 7th.
It's nice to know. I'm going to walk out today, go down the elevator, go to my car, and smell the roses.
And say that was the night everything
changed. That was
the day. Yeah.
Thank you, Michael.
For the clarity.
Thank you for the clarity and the closure.
You're at a meter today, or did you go parking?
I'm right in the front. I'm going to run down and feed the meter in the next break.
Interesting.
Right in front.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, you know the story that's going on in football. The Jets have signed Daniel Jones. The Giants have signed Daniel Jones to a 4-year, $160 million with $35 million in incentives. They franchise tagged Saquon Barkley for $10.1 million, overplayed his hand, and the Jets, including Woody Johnson, their front office, they're in California right now, about to meet with Aaron Rodgers. And of everything that's gone on, I think the one who does not come out the big winner today is Saquon Barkley. And Adam Schefter talked about it on NFL Live that the Giants really have leverage now in the Barkley discussions. And here is Schefter.
But the difficult spot that this puts the Giants in right now, or Saquon Barkley, actually, the franchise tag for a running back is just over $10 million. That is lower than what the Giants, I'm told, were offering Saquon Barkley on a multi-year deal. And so the franchise tag leverage shifts to the Giants here, because whereas they had an offer on the table, the franchise tag is worth even less than what they were offering before. And that's why if you're Saquon Barkley, you can't be pleased about today's developments, knowing how much you've meant to the franchise. I mean, just think about this. Saquon Barkley is an incredible player. Daniel Jones has been a really good quarterback. Daniel Jones' deal comes in at an average of about $40 million a year, and we'll see the fine print of that contract. The franchise tag for Saquon Barkley is $10 million. So Daniel Jones, 40, Saquon, 10. I know that that's what the football world is about. Does that make sense?
Well, I'll tell you what, when you overplay your hand, sometimes it blows up on you, and it blew up on Saquon Barkley. And, you know, I know the Giants love Barkley, and he's been the model citizen and all that, but if they wanted to play hardball, they walk away from the table right now, because this benefits them to get a running back on a one-year deal at a really a bargain rate. The only thing that's a negative is that it's going to be 10.1 against the cap, but manage your cap that doesn't kill you, because even if you sign a multi-year deal, what would it be on the cap? $6 million?
Right.
You could deal with the $4 million hit.
It's
and
negligible.
Listen, he overplayed his hand.
What was he thinking?
He was playing so well at the time.
Well, I guess that's it, right, Peter? That the second half of the season, he felt like the Giants were winning. He was a major part of it. But that's when the Giants kind of took that turn. Right when they come out of the bye, loss to Seattle, then they started losing a few games, kind of came back down to earth. He didn't seem to get as many touches. They kind of figured the Giants out a little bit. Then he kind of came on strong at the end.
Don't you have to know what position you play? They're just not that valued.
But I guess you look at what McCaffrey got. Now, McCaffrey got 16. Now, by the time the Giants hit the bye, McCaffrey had already been dealt to San Francisco. So the Panthers were not going to benefit from that deal. They gave him the deal and then traded him, you know, a little bit while later to San Francisco. San Francisco was going for a Super Bowl, and they were willing to take that contract. I'm sure they're going to look at it when they crunch their numbers and say, we're overpaying for Christian McCaffrey. He's hurt a lot, and $16 million a year for a running back doesn't make a lot of sense. So he should have looked at that as a negative. And his age, if they were offering him more than the cap, why didn't he grab it? I just think playing the percentages, he must have just gotten really awful advice, or he knows something we don't, that there's a team out there that is willing to give him that money. But who is it going to be?
But maybe he also gambled, Don, that there's no way the Giants were going to give in to Daniel Jones's demands, and that he would have to be franchised, and then Saquon would be free to get whatever he wanted. He probably had info that there were teams that were willing to give him $14, $15 million a year. But once Daniel Jones reached that contract, Saquon was sunk. He was sunk. The Giants want him, and now they have him in the perfect situation. Running back, 1 year, 10.09. It's a bargain. Absolute bargain.
And he could bet on himself, Michael, but he's not going to be able to work with the same year as a quarterback can. Because what's your year? 30? Then you're pretty much done at the running back position, sometimes younger. I mean, where's Derrick Henry right now? You know, as far as like longevity is concerned, he's probably the gold standard. Did Ezekiel Elliott's contract age well with Dallas?
No, it aged so poorly that they franchise tagged Pollard.
Pollard's franchised. Jacobs is franchised in Vegas. So he played the lowest percentage.
Yeah, wasn't a good move. He did not get good advice. Because you can just see the writing on the wall. The writing on the wall tells you, if Daniel Jones settles, I'm really messed up. And that's exactly what happened. And it took until like 1 minute to four. Daniel Jones did his contract. Saquon very graciously congratulated him. On Twitter, he's probably happy for him. But that's the worst thing that could have happened to Barkley. The worst. Because if Daniel Jones doesn't do the contract, he's staying with the Giants anyway at 32 on a franchise tag. And maybe the Giants then do sign Saquon to a long-term deal and give him more of what he wants. Now, he's at 10.09.
Right.
Hey, you know, we have a special guest, Peter. I know he's a favorite of yours and many of our listeners as well.
Okay.
And that is the great J.B. Smoove.
Wow.
Oh.
How about that?
Love J.B.
J.B., I don't know if you've heard this, but the Jets are out in California to talk with Aaron Rodgers. What's your thoughts on that?
Ooh, man. I say we give him 1 year. Get these young guys in a more professional manner. Maybe we can get these young guys on board with, you know, someone who has won before. And I think Aaron has a year left in him, a year or two left in him. Might be cool. I did hear something about Lamar today. Get the franchise tag on him. But we'll see what happens with a few things going on here. He can take offers right now, so Lamar would be awesome. But we can't get Lamar. We can play around with Aaron for 2 years, as long as he has some protection. I think he can get some good passes for these young amazing wide receivers. So we'll see what happens. But I think having I know he's, Flacco was there. He's a veteran also, but I think Rodgers brings a winning attitude to the Jets, and we'll see what happens, man. I ain't mad at that though. Give him a year.
I'm a little disappointed, JB, that if you're out there in Cali, that they didn't have you there to try to seal the deal.
They need me to come in, and sometimes you need someone on the outside looking in, but who's really good at being on the inside. You know what I'm saying? So bring me in. You know, I used to play wide receiver. Now I'll be a great addition to the team. If anything, motivation. Let your guy get in there. Let me motivate, baby. You know what I'm saying? Point things out, little things that y'all didn't notice about the game, sometimes the little things that count.
Now, MSG Networks and Caesars Sportsbook premiere season 2 of your show, One Course with J.B. Smoove, and it actually debuts tonight after the Knick game, and the Knicks are on a roll, J.B. I know you love them.
They're on a roll, baby, and this is a great time to be a Knicks fan. You know, I feel like everybody's, it takes time to gel sometimes, and figure things out. You know, sometimes you do through losses, you learn to win, and you start to have growth, man. I think this is a great time to be a Knicks fan, and the Garden is rocking again, baby. You know, it kind of brings me back to some of the old days, man. We've got some amazing role players, and I think we're going to, I know we've beaten a lot of the teams, on these East Coast teams, man. We've beaten them, but the thing we got to try to figure out is we got to beat them in a series. And right now, with the playoffs on the horizon, I think this is a great time to really continue to gel, play hard, keep those fans active. Fans love to cheer for the team. So it's a good time. Randall was having a tear this year, baby. Quickly showed up out of the night. Come on, man. We got some players, man. And I think it's like, how it is, man. You find a way to play together, man, and all of a sudden, everybody's role is figured out, man. As long as you stay in your lane and figure your role out, and everybody, team wins are always best. It's hard to rely on one guy, and I feel like we got a great nucleus, and this is a great time, man, to be a Knicks fan, man. Let's go.
Now, your Caesar spots are hilarious. Now, in the commercials, it seems like Cooper is your favorite Manning, but doing the shoots with them, who is your favorite Manning?
Cooper's still my favorite. I love Cooper, man. So I'm gonna tell you, man. These three guys, man, are something else, man. You know what? They should just have a triple decker bunk bed. You know what I mean? Like you've seen a double bunk bed, but they need a triple decker bunk bed and just see those three grown ass men lay there and argue with each other. You know what I mean? There's something funny about those three guys that make me laugh, man. But I did meet Peyton first. But I will tell you, I love Cooper, I love Peyton, I love Eli, but I also love Archie. So I'm not going to sit here and leave Archie out the bunch. Archie he's the leader of the family. He used to be one of my favorite quarterbacks. I know the Saints were trash back in the days, and Archie ran for his life. But I used to love me some Archie Manning, and when I met Archie, I told Archie, hey, man, I always love your determination, man, and your heart on that field for the Saints. I get it, but Cooper's as far as the The siblings is my guy Cooper. I love him. He's a funny kid, man. Funny guy.
Now I know.
How about his son, man? His son's about to shake it up a little bit, huh?
That's right. That's right.
Arch is about to come in here and shake it up.
Now I know you're taking some time right now. You're actually taping "Curb Your Enthusiasm" another season. How's that going so far?
It's going great, man. I just got off the set, man, talking trash to Larry. And you know, this show is iconic, man. And you know, it's great to be a part of this show, man. And we're having a blast as usual. This is our 12th season. I came in season 6. You know, and you know, it takes a little while to see the shows, but you know, the cool thing is, you know, Larry still has his energy, and we're balling, man. You know, I think if you try to compare working on a show with an amazing team, cast, and crew, you start to think about a franchise. You know what I mean? I think we're like a franchise, man. You know, I'm going to be honest, though. I think Larry's a big Jet fan, too, now.
Oh,
huge,
yeah.
You know, so me and Larry talk Jets all day. We talk Jets all day, man. Every time we shoot, we talk about the Jets. But now we're wondering who's going to come in. It could be Rodgers. Who knows, man? You know, Carr went to the Saints, so he's out of the mix. So, yeah, the team, the show is like a team, you know, and we're having a blast, man.
Does Larry get jealous now after all the success you've had with Caesars, with you now being the richest guy on set?
Wow.
Larry rich, but Larry ain't no emperor. He ain't no emperor now. No. Don't get me wrong now.
He's not hanging out with Holly Berry.
he ain't got the accolades I got, baby. He's a cool dude, but he ain't no Caesar, baby. I'm like wallpaper right now in Vegas, baby. I'm everywhere. I'm in the bathrooms. I'm in the hallways. I'm everywhere, man. I'm on the jumbotrons everywhere. Come on, man. It ain't easy being Caesar.
No, it's been an amazing run for you, and I heard your interview on Stern recently where you broke down how that whole thing came to be. I mean, I've told you this before, JB, but your story's pretty inspirational, man.
Yeah, man. It's a great. You know, I think we all need a story, man. I think we all need, we need that checkpoint in life that I think you have to look at things a certain way for you to have that movement, man. And I think, you know, not stepping on toes, not burning bridges, just kind of getting in these positions where I'm allowed to do me. You know, if I relate it to football, to basketball, you know, I think you draft a certain way, and I think, you know, you get these role players. I think I'm a role player. I think I'm a role player who can take over the game once in a while, but I'm not, you know, that's not my drive doesn't, you know, mean stepping on toes. It means when you need me, I'm that utility guy who can come in and shake things up a little bit. You know, I think you need that player, man. You need somebody who can get dirty, who can put a body on somebody once in a while. He come in a game with 2 minutes left, and he use all his fouls up. Use all his fouls.
Yeah.
I fouled out. I came in a game with 3 minutes left, and I fouled out. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Real quick.
You need somebody like that.
You sure do.
You need somebody like that. Yeah.
Real quick, JB. We lost Funkhauser recently, Bob Einstein, and I was looking at some of the jokes he'd tell on set. Do you have any like quick stories of just being able to hang with him and how funny he was off set?
Man, this guy was hilarious. When I tell you, he had, like, people, you know, they know him as, you know, in certain age groups, we know him as Super Dave. Mm-hmm. But this guy had an amazing career. You know, it took me to watch the Einstein documentary and all this stuff. Now, don't get me wrong. He told me a lot of fun stuff. When I tell you, you know, and you know what he was, too? One of those close talkers. You know what a close talker is?
Oh, yeah.
Who talk to who? Yep. He a close talker. Come here, come here for a minute. Come here. Let me tell you something. Tell you a little quick story. And he's a close talker. You know what I mean? So he would always tell me these stories as a close talker. I love close talkers, man. Because he really wants you to hear this story. And he would break it down. And this dude did so much, man. And I told him, I hate to say this, you know, in his passing, but I told him, I said, man, please tell me you're going to write a book and put all this in a book because, man, this is unbelievable. So many stories, I think you're lying to me. And he would say, I'm not lying to you. That really happened. I said, man, I don't know, man. I can't. This is too far-fetched. So many stories, man. You're telling me right now. You're telling me this happened really on a Red Fox set? You can't believe the places he wrote at as a writer, and he got a chance to feed off of some of these legendary people. Mm. His whole family is legendary. And don't get me talking about Super Dave, man. Super Dave is an afterthought, man. The stuff that he did, let me tell you something, man. But Super Dave was legendary. I can't, you know. Anybody can put their body through that kind of stuff. You know, I know it was a dummy, a little prop, but still, his legs would bend backwards. That prop was amazing, man.
JB's move.
Bend back and went over his back like a backpack. I love it.
We thank you for coming on. Episode 1 of a 12-episode One Course with J.B. Smoove. Tonight's guest is Joseph Secor, one of the stars of the show Power. Hank Azaria's next. It'll be after Nick and Ranger games during March and obviously the new season of Curb. So we thank you for coming on. We're big fans.
Man, we got a work to do, baby. We are a team. We are a unit. We are NYC. Let's go. Go Knicks.
There you go.
Thanks,
thank
JB.
Thank you, JB.
Love y'all, man. Appreciate y'all.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
How about the win yesterday for Cleveland? Boston was cruising, even with some of their best players down. And playing on the second game of a back-to-back, they got into Cleveland at 2:30 in the morning, and it looked like they were going to win. Cleveland came back to win it in overtime.
I mean,
by the way, Donovan Mitchell, the guy who doesn't fit with the Knicks, according to some Knicks fans, scored 40.
Also, I mean, one of the most embarrassing, horrifying losses ever. I mean, did you see what happened at the very end of regulation?
Oh, yeah, he missed both shots.
I mean, Don, Grant Williams gets two shots, tied game, 0.8 left. Missed both.
That's not good.
And he's barking with Donovan Mitchell, I'm going to make both of these.
And they have the video of him clearly saying, Donovan Mitchell, I'm going to make both. And he missed both.
You almost, what you want.
You almost root for that to happen when they do that.
It's such a killer, too, because it's rare that you can point to someone and go, you're the reason we lost. But considering it was 0.8 left, the likelihood that the game would have been tied after that, it's tough.
But no Williams, no Holford, no Tatum. So I guess they really didn't want the game.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been bonus, I guess, to
even
get it.
It's just amazing to me. You know, their hold on the number one seed in the East has slipped away, right? And it doesn't matter because it's back-to-back games. They're not going to play Tatum. I mean, I guess the easiest solution for the NBA, don't schedule back-to-back games.
I don't.
Jason Tatum can't play back-to-back games? Really? Al Horford can't play back-to-back games?
Listen, I get hockey, Michael, because when you take somebody out, it messes up the lines, right? So that can cause some chemistry issues. But what would be so wrong with those guys dressing and just vastly reducing their minutes? And then if you see in the fourth quarter that the game becomes winnable, you can put them out there. And if they play 10, 15 minutes, maybe you win the game, Peter. Like, is it that? You're still making the trip, right? They weren't home. They still made the trip to Cleveland. So they're sitting in a suit in the building. What would be so wrong with them just sit there and say, listen, we're only going to play you 5, 10 minutes, and only if we think the game is going to be needed?
I absolutely agree with that sentiment. Tatum was banged up in the Knick game, so that might have just been precautionary.
That's a joke, though. I mean, Michael Jordan in his last year as a 40-year-old with the Wizard played every single game.
Yeah, averaging 38 minutes a game.
Come on. So he could do it, but they can't. So it got into somebody's head about, you know, load management. And it's throughout every – well, it's not in football because they only play once a week. But baseball, load management. They don't do it in hockey, right, Don?
No.
Well, they don't play Shesterkin back-to-back games.
Well, no, because
goalie.
But goaltenders, you get it, right? In this day and age, you don't like your goaltender playing north of 60 some odd
games. Eddie Jockman played all the time.
No, they played all the time. Grant Fuhr, up like 20 years ago, played like in 80 of the 82 games. It's ridiculous. Everything's kind of changed now, but they made the trip, right?
Like
if you left them back in Boston, it's one thing. But if you made the trip, just throw on the uniform and sit, and maybe you play a couple of minutes.
It's a different world. It is a different world, and I don't think it's going back. Can't get the milk back in the udder. These guys now expect to be rested. But take away the back-to-back and take away an excuse.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.